Tim Stearns on a Tuesdays with Tim. Always good to talk to you, my friend. How's life? How's the business? How's everything going, my friend?
Well, the markets have been choppy, John, as you know, but and that's why we're going to follow up with what we talked about last week. You know, what if? And a lot of people are having the what ifs.
I love what you said last week was about, like, if you had never heard of the Strait of Hormuz, and yet now it's giving you, you're going for the Tums every 10 minutes, then you need to recalibrate. Because, look, we aren't solved with that situation yet either. But in another year, it'll be another thing. It'll be another thing. It'll be another thing you've never heard of that is going to rocket the markets one way or the other. And at the end of the day, you can't keep reaching for the Tums. Reach for the Tims.
I like that.
You like that?
Hey, you should copyright that.
No, you're going to and give me no credit for it, but I will expect a small cut. No, I think what we did last time was great, talking about some of the scenarios and the what ifs. Sure. I think it helps put things in perspective a little bit. We were only able to get to three. So you mind if I start hammering out some of these other what ifs and you can give us some answers here?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, this one I don't even think is a what if, but what if taxes go up in the future? We have all been kind of taught that the 401k, you do the pre-tax because that's great, because you're going to obviously be in a lower tax bracket when you're older. And I think for a long time that worked, and I don't think that's such a guarantee anymore, Tim, is it?
No, and you know, it's funny, when I teach our workshops and our classes throughout Chicagoland, I ask that at the beginning of class, what do people think taxes are going to do? And everyone, not to a person, says that it's going to go up, taxes. And I say, and what did your parents always tell you? That you'll be in a lower tax bracket.
Right.
And I said, you just blew that out of the water. So now what? So we are all worried about taxes going up. We have a huge federal deficit that's going up by the minute. So we need to be cognizant of the fact that we're going to be paying more in taxes. What do you do? It's going to push you into higher tax brackets.
Yeah. I mean, it really is amazing how much Uncle Sam takes. I get it. I'm not someone that's like, I want to steal everything. No. We're just trying to allocate this in a correct way to maximize what we can put in our pocket instead of the government's pocket.
Exactly. I mean, you know, moderation, right?
Yeah.
But I don't want to give all my money to them either. But, you know, tax deferral is not a tax elimination. You know, future tax rates are uncertain. That's why I'm telling people, take advantage of what you have now. Right now is a great time to be doing Roth conversions or doing a Roth 401k or contributing to a Roth.
I think there's a lot of people out there, if they're still contributing to your 401k, haven't even looked if you have a Roth option, a Roth 401k at your company. Right. A lot of them have them these days. Mine, maybe they buried it in an email. This is before GN. This is years ago. I didn't find out till probably 3 years into my contributions that a Roth was even an option. And I missed out on 3 years of doing, instead of pre-tax, doing post-tax. And also, I feel like, it just depends on your circumstances, but a lot of people could take the tax hit now, meaning I am doing well enough that I could do it all post-tax dollars. I'm doing maybe well enough that I could deal with converting $10,000 to $20,000 this year into a Roth and taking that tax hit. And you'd rather take the certainty of knowing you can do it now than maybe the uncertainty of losing all those dollars in the future when you're on more of a fixed income sort of situation. Tim, do you kind of see what I'm saying here?
Yes, and I also know that the tax rates are the lowest they've been since 1982, and you know what tax rates are right now. You have no idea what they'll be in the future. So, yeah, I would take the bird in the hand right now.
The one caveat here is Medicare, and you go to some other places, and they're going to be like, I don't know. You guys have someone in-house that kind of like analyzes all that, right?
Of course. It's called a CPA. Not to be a smart aleck, but I'm saying, you know, we make sure that we're not going to push people into some Irma situations where they're paying higher on Medicare and that type of thing. So we want to, you know, we run all the numbers and make sure that it makes sense to do it.
Yeah, I also feel like all this sort of planning right now, it gives you so many options later on. I mean, God willing, you have enough money and you're going to be set, and you have a lot in Roth and you're fine. And maybe you have too much. I mean, too much is never a thing, but you know what I'm saying, Tim? It'd be better to have that option later on than the other.
Exactly. I would rather have money in my Roth than in my 401k. That is for sure.
Flexibility is key. Okay, let's take a little break here. We got more with Tim Stearns coming up. Oh, 800-644. Well, you tell me the number.
I'm happy to do it. 1-800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256.
720 WGN, it's a Tuesdays with Tim Stearns, TJ Stearns. We're going through some what-if scenarios about retirement. I think a lot of people that are in retirement now, maybe been retired for a while, they really got stuck with this escalating healthcare cost crisis, Tim. And I don't want to say, I don't think it's their fault that they didn't plan for these healthcare jumps, because it has been astronomical. And how could you even plan? But there's a lesson for those of us that are nearing retirement, maybe just in retirement or have some time, to look ahead and think about these healthcare costs, right?
Well, they say the average 65-year-old couple will spend about $350,000 on healthcare costs in retirement.
That's insane.
And right. And so you need to make sure that you bake that into your plan. And what am I talking about is having an actual plan. You can't just willy-nilly go about it and hope for the best. So we are always talking to people about having, you know, make sure that the costs, that you understand the costs can be substantial, that the assets can be depleted, you know, actually really quickly, and that financial stresses can come from that. So we need to make sure that that is in there.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get stuck too, where maybe they think that Medicare is going to take care of some of it, and maybe it does some of the bare bones, but you don't want to be in one of those scenarios. Maybe you're at an income where you earn too much to qualify for Medicaid. Like, people kind of get stuck in this like in between zone. And then the worst thing that I think parents want is to have their kids figure this all out for them. I think we all want to like, hey, no matter what, if I don't leave you anything, that's fine. But I don't want to deplete your resources, children, taking care of me. So what are some things that you do as you like kind of map out this plan as it comes to healthcare?
Well, you're going to make sure that they understand what the out-of-pocket costs are. You know, we had a client who was all excited to get onto Medicare, and then she realized that there's no free lunch there either. And you have to understand that you're going to need to make sure that within that your plan, you're going to need to budget that and understand that, you know, they don't pay for hearing aids, vision, dental, you know. There are all these different things that are going to be paid out of pocket need to be, you know, rectified in your plan. And we make sure that people are cognizant of that.
Yeah, I think budgeting and knowing what to expect is one thing. And I'm sure that, yeah, obviously this is why you're saving as much as possible now to plan for that. But do you also walk through like long-term care insurance options for people? Really stress HSAs. If you have a low deductible health plan, that's like the triple tax saving great thing, like making sure people are, if they can, contributing to that. Are you looking at those factors too?
Of course. We always talk about long-term care. You have a 7 out of 10 chance over the age of 60, you're going to need it. 9 out of 10 Americans haven't addressed it, which is so scary. We make sure that they understand that, that at the end of the day, there's a good chance that they're going to need it. And, you know, I'm not telling people to go out there and get a Cadillac plan, but at least make sure that you know that it's out there and it's going to cost you money if you don't do it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's go to another scenario. How about what if you overreact to volatility? Boy, this is like, and it's a very human nature thing to do, is that markets go down 10, 15%, you get skittish, you sell. Markets go up 10, 15%, you buy. And you've just like messed yourself out of like 30% of your gains because you tried to time this thing out and you freaked out. And it's because you didn't have the plan. You didn't have the protect and grow plan. So, Tim, yeah, I mean, is that scenario? That happens.
Oh, it's happening all the time. You know, you're locking in losses, then you're missing on the growth and you reduced your long-term potential. You know, we see that all the time. And what that comes from is the panic is from not having a plan. If you know where your next payment is coming for the bills and that type of thing in a protect and grow plan, like what we do for our clients, that's not a problem over here. We don't have clients calling us going, get me out of the market and all panicky. I see that with a lot of people that come to us after they've been with other advisors that they can't handle not having an actual plan.
Right. Cause your plan is already factored in volatility as a terms of, Right. I mean, you can never predict everything, but no. You've already kind of eased people out of, as if they're getting really close to retirement or in retirement. They're not so equity heavy. I can't believe how many people are 75, 80 years old that are so equity heavy. I mean, it's hard to tell them that they're wrong because it's been a great 10 years, but you've got to like think if more of the what could go wrong than, oh, it's been so right. So you've already addressed that with their plan. But what you're also talking about is you're helping them with income to pay the immediate things.
Right. And what we're talking about is a phenomenon of sequence over term risk, meaning if you go into a bear market right when you retire, like what just happened with the Iran war in the last 8 weeks, people are panicking and locking in losses. And then in addition, pulling out money, they're burning too much cash in their portfolios. And so when you have a plan, that is not the case. You've had a proposal out there that you're making sure that you're not doing that.
Yeah. These scenarios all have like very common things about just, it's human nature not to think about what's going to happen with your healthcare costs. You pay your taxes every year and they take them out of your paycheck and you just go, well, let's just let Uncle Sam do it when I'm retired too. Like, I mean, there's just like these very natural tendencies just to like kind of let it all ride and everything, you know, will be okay. And then we overreact when it's not. And I know that this all goes to what we've talked about with the Protect and Grow blueprint, but really at the end of the day, it's about confidence. It's about sleeping, right? Like, right. It's about getting your 8 hours and not waking up at 2 a.m. wondering about Iran. Like, that's not the retirement we want for people.
Right. And that's what a Protect and Grow plan covers, all those bases, and make sure that people can sleep better at night because they know that, you know, someone's keeping an eye on it and stewarding their money to get through a 30 plus year retirement.
Okay. I love that you don't have a minimum. I know other folks do, and I'm not telling anyone how to run their own business. That's fine. But I think that's one of the things I really like about you, Tim. And it's the very first day you told me that, I'm like, we got to make sure we get that word out because people think that they're going to get turned away at the door. So no minimum. You help people out, whether they're ahead, behind, right on the eight ball. What number do you want them reaching out to you at, Tim?
1-800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256.
TJStearns.com. Don't go for the Tums. Go for the Tims. I don't know if that's going to stick, Tim, but I'm going to go with it for right now.
I'm liking it.
Tums could also pay for that too. That'd be really great. Like I'm giving them a little love here. So I'm going to talk to Kevin McDonough, our sales rep, make sure he's pitching Tums, and then we'll work this together. Tim, I'm out of time. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
Let's take a break. News next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.